Shalom Abraham, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem. We continue Shmir Saloshin Shar Zechira Perik Yud Aleph, Shir number 78. There's a new Perik, and in this Perik, the Chavetz Chaim discusses the tremendous, unfathomable reward, both here in Olam Hazeh, as well as Olam Haba, as well as the tremendous benefits of Milus HaShalom, of the Midah of Peace. Begins the Chavetz Chaim. Oin Yesh Bishmiris Haloshin Kama Milus Kedoshis. When a person guards his mouth, Shmiras HaLoshen is a guarding of the mouth. Just like a person when he goes to sleep at night, he locks his door of the house, and the person who rides his bicycle, he puts his chain, his bike lock on his bicycle before he goes into the store. A person has to have a Shmira. There's a Shmiras HaNaim to guard your eyes. There's a Shmiras HaPeh, Shmiras HaLoshen, guarding your tongue. And the benefits of this is kama milus kedoshis, tremendous milus of advantages that a person gains. And he goes through numerous milus. For example, nitzel alideze mikol ha'onshim sheboim alverzeh ha'cheit ha'kinizkel el. A person who guards his tongue from speaking lashon hara prevents himself from all of those punishments that we spoke about in the previous prakim. Very horrific descriptions that the Chavetz Chaim explained to us and taught us. A person who is shoymer pivel ushoyin, a person who guards his mouth, guards his tongue, he avoids all of those punishments. Beis hu batuach al yedei zeh b'ma sheyistaker mehatachlis hanirso shlo yabdenu mi'ato. The person who guards himself from speaking lashon hara, a person who is careful and thinks before he says these words, will this make someone feel good? Will I put a smile on someone's face? This person protects himself that he doesn't lose the Torah, the mitzvahs, the ma'asim tovim that he did, because we learn from the Medrash in a person he speaks lashon hara about someone else. He loses his mitzvahs and they go to that other person, and he gains the other person's averus. That's what he gets. He gets the other person's averus, as we learned previously. So when the person is shoymer pivel shoyin, the person guards his mouth, he avoids losing everything. Imagine that. Imagine a person learns Shas numerous times. Imagine a person does mitzvahs, bediktuk halacha. When it comes to Shmir Saloshin, he's not careful. He's not careful, Shmir Saloshin. We had learned the Medrash, and unfortunately, Rachman Litzlan Lo Yaleinu, this person will lose it all. It's like putting money in your pocket when there's a hole in the pocket. No matter how much money you make, you lose it. Now listen to this, a person who is shoymer pivo l'shoyin, a person who guards his mouth, who guards his tongue, he is called an ish. What does it mean, an ish? He's called a man. Where do you see a person is called a man if he guards his tongue? Because the pasuk says, a very famous pasuk in Tehillim, Mi ha'ish echavetz chayim, who is the man who desires life? Who is this person who desires life? It's an ish. This is a madrega. This is a status. As opposed to the lavachi who rak begede chai shein medaber. If because if a person misuses his mouth, he misuses his speech, this gift Hashem gave us, he is degrading himself, and he is just like a living creature. He's a chai shein medaber, who can't speak. If a person is careful with what he says, Mi'ayish hechavetz chaim, he is now considered to be an ish, because he watches what he says. He brings the medrash shoy chetoyv, medrash tehillim, v'arashoyim kayom nigrosh, the rishoyim, the wicked, the rishoyim, they spit out like the sea. He explains here, says the medrash, ma hayom pilot kol refesh al svasoy, just like the yam, the sea spits out all of those things that were left, the refuge and those things that were left in the garbage into the sea. Af harishoyim poltin harefesh al svasam. So asayim. So too, the rishoyim, they also spit out the words, and they don't concentrate on what they're saying. They're not focused on using their mouth. They're not an ish. And he brings a fourth one, which we'll save this one now. We'll save the others for next time. Kimayishu koivish es atzma milamameid. The same way a person holds himself back from speaking negatively and from attacking the other person, and by not judging him unfavorably, but rather he judges him favorably, and he only speaks positive about him. So too in Shemayim, the Malachim are saying Zchus. I just heard. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created what's called crooked thinking? Why crooked thinking? And the reason is because this enables a person to be melamed zchus. Sometimes it's the most far-fetched situation. I want to share with you a story I just heard from a Rabbi Yasgar. He quoted Rav David Svarim, and he said over there was a person, two people, who did not get along with each other. Neighbors, unfortunately, they didn't get along. We'll call them, believe it or not, we'll call them Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's son became a chassan. And one day, Shimon sees in the mailbox he has an invitation. From who? From Reuven. The person who they know, they don't get along at all. And the invitation is addressed, Yedidi Ahuvi, my beloved dear friend. He's thinking, wow, he's inviting me to his son's chasna? What's such an honorable title? Oh, I guess he wants to make up. He wants to make peace. Listen to the Maisa. He opens up the envelope. He pulls out the invitation. And there's a blank card on both sides. Absolutely nothing. So now Shimon's wondering, what's going on here? I thought at first he's trying to make peace. Now what, he's trying to dig it in even more? I'm making a chasna. I'm going to give an invitation, but I'm not inviting you? Is that what's going on over here? So he went to his Rav and he had this conversation with his Rav. He's very confused. Which way is it? And his Rav said to him, you know, I know this might sound far-fetched, but maybe when they were stuffing the envelopes, maybe they mistakenly put one in. They didn't realize that there was nothing on it. There was no print because they just do it very quickly. So the Rav said, it could be. I'm not saying that's what happened. A week later, the Rav himself gets invited to a chasna. He opens up the invitation. Nothing to do with the first case. A totally separate new case. He opens up the invitation and it's a blank piece of paper. And he looks at both sides and he's so excited because he knows that the person who invited him did not intend to play tricks. He realized, oh, this could happen. And he quickly goes to the other person and says to him, look, you see what happened? I got invited and it could be, I got, just like by my case, your case also, it was a blank invitation, most probably by mistake. And he said over that this Rav, every time he gave a shir on Dan Lekaf Schus, on judging someone favorably, he always would keep that blank invitation with him to show people, look, this maisa shoy kacha, it's a true story, it's really happened. So when the person's melamed schus, he judges someone favorably, in Shemayim, the Malchei Hashoreis, Kein Lamailo, Malchei Hashoreis, Melamdan Lo Schus, they also judge you favorably as well.